We get into the preview for racing today at Sandown. Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Nards.
We've got Sandown on today, 8 races. How did you find the streaks of the meeting?
It's not a bad meeting. I think the most salient point that Willie made was about the strong winds. Looks as though it'd probably be pretty much a headwind in the straight and probably across them down the side there, and very strong at the moment. It's gusting very heavily, so hopefully it settles down a bit before 4 o'clock race start time.
Okay, we've got joining us from the tab Trent Langscar. How are things, Trent?
They're going well, thank you, Nadia.
What's the betting interest been like at this meeting today?
In the first of the races, in terms of the early quaddie, Nadia, there is a good support for Etta James in race 3, and then in the quaddie legs, there are a couple of races where there's been some good support for a couple of runners, but all in all, there are a few races where the punters are just keeping the powder dry, so I'll be waiting to hear what Dean has to say, and get to 4 o'clock, then there'll probably be a bit more confidence.
Okay, well, let's have a look at this first race. It's for the two-year-old fillies over 1,200, and the scratching is number 6.
This is one of the races, Nadia, where the punters, they're just not too sure what to make of it at the present moment. You've got All Too Handy, who is the favourite, just a slight ease this morning from as short as 2.40 to 2.60. Gita, another one in the market, that's just got out to $3.40, open $3.10 on Monday. Hakea is solid at the $5 mark. Melvin, there's been some specking there, 11 into 9.50 this morning. Patiara at the 9.50. And then Yulong Meteor at $10. So the first, not too much confidence here, Nadia. All Too Handy, just slightly easy, is the $2.60 favourite. There's been some support at a price for Melvin, 11 into 9.50 this morning.
Well, we've seen the majority of these horses at the races, Dean. What's your rough map look like?
I think that All Too Handy probably lead. Now it's from barrier 2, and I'm thinking Hakaya with the blinkers on might go up and sit outside it. The Tatiara trialled very nicely in blinkers since that first up run, and maybe Fendleton might be the one outside of it off the jump outs and trials. So, yeah, but I think All Too Handy and Hakaya are probably the settled 1-2 here.
Who's your top tip?
Look, I'm going to tip Hakaya. It was very plain, you would think, at Ballarat first up, but see, the rider Luke Curry reported the horse choked down, and the tongue tie's been applied, the blinkers have been applied, and that debut run to Long Leaf and Pomme de Pin, you would think that sort of run would win a race like this, and I'm actually thinking that Ballarat form line was very strong as well, so I'm going to go with number 4 to beat 1 All Too Handy, whose both runs to date have certainly been encouraging, hasn't done anything wrong, and looks a legitimate chance. 3, Gita, took a while to get right into work, but got to the line okay at Sale on debut, and 7, Tatiana, as I mentioned, was pretty plain on debut in the Blue Norman preview, but has since trialled very nicely in the blinkers, and a much improved performance can be expected here. But framing my thoughts principally around numbers 4 and 1, 4, 1, 3, 7.
So we go 4 from 1, 3 and 7 in race number 1. Well, the second race is over 1,300 metres. He can take out number 2. And Trent, we've got 2 equal favourites at the moment with the tab.
We do here, Nadia, but the better supported of the two this morning is Heavenly Thought, who has tightened from 360 into 340, while Wolf has just eased from 330 to 340. Jackie Paper, solid as a $4 chance this morning. The others that are in single figures, you've got Thunder Zone, who's at now at $6.50, and at $8 you've got Ocean Class and at the Rouseabout. So another race here, Nadia, where the punters there haven't really gone for any particular runner, but at least in terms of the equal favourites at 340, there's been support for Heavenly Thought, 360 into 340, whereas Wump has just eased from 330 to 340.
Okay, what about the speed in this race, Dean? Where do you see it coming from?
Yeah, a little bit speculative, Nards, because a horse like Thunder Zone's been showing up at the trials this preparation. I think might use barrier 1, and first start of the Rouseabout was quite forward in a recent trial. Of the ones that have been racing recently, Ocean Class and Jackie Paper, I think, will probably settle quite handy. Jackie Paper got back at Pakenham, but I think that was more to do with the draw. But from barrier 3 here, I think we'll race quite prominently. So they're the four I'm expecting to probably take up the running. I don't think it'll be a huge speed, and really depending on the wind too, how hard they want to go.
Okay. What about your tips? What have you gone for?
Yeah, the Two that I'm interested in here are Heavenly Thought first up, who ran in some very good maidens through the spring, looked to jump out quite nicely at Ballarat recently, and one Jackie Paper, as I mentioned. It was huge at Ballarat and at Pakenham, I should say, and that form really does stack up well because we're going to, it comes through a form line that's going to be well regarded later in the day. Seven, Woomph was okay, probably down to the inside, and that was two parts at Pakenham. I don't know if that was the best ground that day, and I think this horse's best runs have been when he's been on the outside of horses, so he gets that opportunity today to get back, get to the outside and run on, and maybe Six Thunder Zone, who looks to have made improvement from his first campaign, judging by his recent jump outs. But 3 and 1, the main runners for me here, Nards, 3, 1, 7, 6.
So we go 3 from 1, 7, and 6 in race number 2. We head over to the third. This is a 2,100 metre fillies and mares race. You can take out runners 3, 5 and 9, and Trent, we've got an odds on favourite.
We do here, Nadia. Unlike the first couple of races where there hasn't been a huge go for any horse in particular, that's not the case for this third race, where Etta James, who opened $2.30 on Monday, did get out to as much as $2.40. The support came then, and this morning's been $2 into now $1.85. Ashley Marie, as a result, just drifted marginally from $3.20 to $3.40. Young Hostess at $6.50, and then to the double figures, there are a couple in the team. Aurora Miss at 11 and Miss Danny at 12. But no doubt, Nadia, one of the better supported on the card today for the Twilight meeting at Sandown is Etta James. As much as $2.40 has been on offer, and this morning $2 into now $1.85.
Okay, so that's a look at the market. How have you got these mapping here, Dane?
Yeah, Etta James is going to be in, I would say, the first three, Nards. I'm expecting Ashley Marie, probably from Barrier 1, to use that gate. Miss Danny's got tactical speed at this sort of distance range, and Etta James, obviously, she's always prominent in her races. So they're the three, and I think they've got a little bit more tactical speed over the likes of Monaco Countess and Aurora Miss, probably the next line.
Okay, who do you like?
Well, look, she's a good favourite, Etta James. She's a classy mare. I think she's got a great winning strike rate for a stayer, and her run in the bag, it was terrific. She's had the freshen up. This is a lovely distance for her on the fresh side, and really, she's just got to be somewhere near her best, and she should be winning. Ashley Marie will go forward and give a good sight for a long way, and she's competitive in this grade, and she's had a good grounding of three runs to build to this sort of trip. Young Hostess and maybe Aurora Miss have got place chances, but really, Etta James is a good short price favourite and should be winning. 1, 2, 4, and 6.
So we go 1 from 2, 4, and 6 in race number 3. We look at the fourth. This is a 1600 metre 64, and the scratching here, Trent, is number 7.
We've had a change in favouritism here, Nadia, pretty much in the last 15 to 20 minutes, with Hermanino now at the top of the market, $4 into $3.40 this morning. So as a result of that, Olive Capri is now on the second line. Was a slight easing from $3.60 to $3.70, but now Hermanito, the favourite there. Aurum Spirit, another one that's drifted in the market this morning from $4.40 to $4.80. Mac Attack, just a slight drift, $4.80 to $5. And then Houston Street, the best of the others there at $8.50, and the other one in single figures. So pretty much in the last 15 to 20 minutes, good support here for Hermanito, $4 into now the $3.40 favourite for the four.
And who do you have going forward, Dane?
Nards, I think the speed's probably Hermanito and Mac Attack. They've drawn barriers 4 and 6 in the field of 7. Isla Capri's got the blinkers on, but she's also got a Norton bit on, so I think they'll be riding her to be handy, but not leading, and Sporting Cove's the other one, if it wanted to, could probably take up the running, but I imagine it'll be in the first four. But yeah, a small field, I don't think it'll be huge pressure early.
Who do you have on top?
I'm going with Isle of Capri. I just thought last start, when it got tight on the home turn, she sort of just came out of the contest and then got going late, and I think the application of blinkers hopefully keep her a bit more focused here. Damien Oliver back aboard. He rode her when she ran second at third at Caulfield. I'm going with her number 6 to beat Hermanito, who was quite a good win last start. That was when he stepped back in distance. He goes back out to the 1600. Obviously the Weir stable think it's a good opportunity for him again to step up and try 1600 metres again, and he should run very well. Mac Attack was okay first up off a short break. She'll be competitive in this grade. And Houston Street, who I thought just got too far back on a fast speed last start. He was restraining and the speed was just getting hotter up front, and he ended up with far too much to do. I think this is a totally different scenario and he could certainly improve. Don't have a firm opinion. I don't think there's a lot between those four, 6, 4, 5 and 3.
6 from 4, 5 and 3 in race number 4. Welcome back to Winners. We're now about to preview the legs of the quaddie for the program of racing at Sandown on Saturday. We're up to race number 5, and in this event, Trent, number 1 comes out.
In the first leg of the quaddie here, Nadia, Epic Moment, the favourite, and been pretty solid at the $2.60 mark. You've got Sol Samore, who was $3.20 this morning, just to $3.30 at the moment. King's Command at $4.40, rock solid at that price. Smart As You Think, hasn't been too much movement, $6.50 or $7, presently $7. And then Abahar, the best of the others, at $11. So even though it's the first leg of the quaddie, Nadia, there hasn't been a huge push for any runner in particular, but Epic Moment, clear enough as the $2.60 favourite.
Okay, so it's a clear-cut favourite. How do you have them running this along, Dane?
Now, I think Epic Moment's certainly going to be prominent. He's likely to in fact probably lead the race. The likes of Bon Rocket mightn't be far away, and then from out wider, there's probably a couple of others going forward, maybe Abahar and Golden Oldies. Even though he's a stayer, he does always show up, usually first up as well. So, but I think Epic Moment's the leader, yeah.
Okay. What about the tips? Who are you keen on?
I think the key runner is Sol Samore. He resumes from a spell. That last preparation, he was in good company, and it's sort of irresistible to ignore the run of his in the Stutt Stakes back in the spring, where he ran second behind Showtime, who's since placed at Wait for Age. Holy Snow third was the Autumn Stakes winner on Saturday, and the Caulfield Guineas winner Mighty Boss was in fourth. So it's a very, very powerful form line for the three-year-old here against the older horses, and I think if he's ready, he's the one to beat. Epic Moment, he runs about 1,350. The last little bit's going to be heart and mouth stuff if you take the short odds. That's the little query for mine. Three Kings Command. This is actually a good scenario for him. He hasn't won for a long time, but he won't get many better chances in his career now than to win a race like this. He's a chance. And Smart As You Think, she doesn't have a great winning strike rate, but she's often running good races. Kicks off here with the blinkers on off the back of a recent jump out. 9, 6, 3 and 4.
So we go 9 from 6, 3 and 4 in race 5. Over to race number 6, and here the scratching is number 9, Trent, and Spirit of Aquata is the current favourite.
Nadia, this has been one of the better supported on the card. Spirit of Aquata, when we went up on Monday, was a $4.20 favourite. That price was taken pretty quickly into $3.20, and it's been pretty constant since then, and currently at the top of the market at $3.10. You have Reserve Street and Beaverbrook. They are both at $7. Bowman at $7.50. This morning there's been some support for Holbein, $10 into $8.50, including a $4,000 wager at $9.50, and then a couple of $10 in Haunted, and also Sir Callahad. Just noting that with Sir Callahad being $15 into $10, there's been some specking there, and then it fully maxed the best of the others at $11. So Spirit of Aquata is the $3.20 favourite, Nadia, but there has been support at a price for both Holbein, $10 into $8.50, and also Sir Callahad today, $15 into $10. So maybe a couple for the exotic.
Okay, and how do they map in this race, Dane?
Yeah, a few little queries, Nads. A horse like Bowerman's got good tactical speed if they want to use it first up. Sir Callahad's quite a bold going horse, still very green, but he's got good tactical speed. Holbein from out wide comes off a fast maiden last start, and the favourite Spirit of Aquata can, I think, probably just land in the first four pretty comfortably and be right there. So he looks as though he maps pretty well for the favourite.
Okay, so a good map there for the fancied runner. Is that the way you're going?
Yeah, well, the market sort of singled him out a little bit. Nards, in a race it's pretty even, he's clearly the market leader, and I can understand it. He's always been a city grade horse. He just needed to get that maiden win out of the way, which he did at Pakenham in good style last start, and I think he can go on with the job here to beat Reserve Street, who resumes, showed enough last time in, trialled up nicely. 12, can't remember. I just thought the 1,000 was a bit sharp for him at Pakenham, and his sectional times are good to about the 150 and then probably peaked on his run. He'll be a lot fitter for that run. And Four Haunted, who was okay winning his maiden as well, can be competitive. But tend to agree with the market that if it's not Spirit of Equator, then it's a really open race. Six from eight, 12 and four.
So we go six from eight, 12 and four in race number six. To the seventh event, this is a 1400 metre race. Take out runners three and eight, Trent, with the favourite being Our Tranquilla for Darren Weir.
A dominant favourite as well, Nadia, at the $2.90 mark there for Our Tranquilla. You've got Montada, who's ranged around the $4.20 mark for this morning and currently the $4 second elect. In Denial is the $6 third chance, and then we're straight to the double figures headed by Royola at 11 and a couple of $12 in Giddy Up and Castleton. So in the seventh, there hasn't been too much movement in the market, but Our Tranquilla is a clear enough favourite at $2.90, and you've got the other couple in single figures, Montada and Indonol, at four and six, respectively.
Okay, so that's a look at the market. How do you have these horses mapping, Dan?
Nards, I think probably Giddy Up will be the one going forward, but you've got any of the likes of Ballina Clash, Aero Victory, Royola, Indonol, all with a degree of tactical speed, and then probably the next line here, your more favoured runners, I'm expecting Montada, Our Tranquilla, probably settling about a midfield role for the two favourites.
Okay, so that's the map. What about your tips? Do you see any value in this race?
Look, I think there's two chances. The market's, I think, zeroed in on them, and I am with the longer price of the two in Montada, who I think is a pretty handy three-year-old. They've spaced his races. Blinkers go back on. I think he's got a terrific chance here. Our Tranquilla, you can make a really good case that she should have won her last two. So she's long overdue for another win. She's having a good preparation, and she's certainly a great winning chance. I've just gone probably the better value of the two, 9 from 12. 7 in Denial's racing well, up to 1400's okay. He's just got to get across from the draw. And 11 Castleton, who is probably short of his best trip, but if this the wind conditions make this a testing 1400, it'll actually really suit him first up. Look for him to be running on late. But 9 and 12, the key runners ahead of 7 and 11.
So we go 9 from 12, 7, 11 in race 7. As we now look at the last, this is a 64-1200. Take out runners 2, 9 and also 10. Trent, what's happened here in betting?
In the last for the Twilight meeting, Trojan Storm just getting out a touch as the favourite, Nadia, this morning from $3.10 to $3.30, but was as much as $3.50 in the early betting. You've got Heptagon, who is the $5.50 second elect and hasn't budged from that price. Patient at 8, and then the others in single figures, you've got Gala Moshe at 9. And Scoliaro at $9.50, and then Dinner Lake heads the rest at $10. So in the last there at Sandown, Trojan Storm, a $3.30 favourite, and there hasn't been a huge groundswell for any runner to upset the favourite, Nadia.
Okay, so it's where most of the money is with Trojan Storm for Luke Curry and Tony McAvoy. What about the map in this race, Dean? Who do you think will take up the running?
I think this speed's drawn to the inside, Nards. The likes of Patient, Ajuda, Markahu Boy, Tonteria, they've all drawn inside barrier five, that four, so they're the speed element, I think. And from out wider, maybe Keep Courting will come across. And Trojan Storm, the favourite, probably lands just inside midfield. And it's a lot of these horses that get back have all drawn out wide.
Okay, that's an interesting point you bring up. What about the way you've assessed them? Who do you have as the most likely winner?
Yeah, I like Trojan Storm. I think first up, I thought he had a great chance. He loomed up to win. He didn't finish off, and they reported after the race that he probably got his tongue over the bit since the tongue tie's been applied. Good win at Ballarat. Solid run last start. And I think just the way this race sets up, he's probably going to have a fair few behind him, not too much to do, and land in a pretty good spot. I think he'll be hard to beat. From Heptagon, who I thought ran well at Ballarat, probably not enough speed in that race for him there first up. Stays at 1,200. I think he'll be strong late, and he'll be probably even looking for further next time. Scoliaro from Barrier 3, because of that speed, she can probably just hold her spot enough to be in that group and get a pretty cheap run. Her effort last start was good at the 1,000 metres. And Dinner Lake, he's going to settle near enough to last, but geez, trialled well for this, and I'd be expecting him to be running on strongly first up. 3, 5, 14 and 4.
3 from 5, 14 and 4, and what about a best roughie quaddie in your play of the day?
My best, I mean, it's short, but, gee, I think she wins Etta James, race 3, number 1, make a part of a multi or something like that. The best value, it's hard to find a lot of value on the program, but I thought race 1, Hakea, I'm going to take the punt that she'll improve second up here and around the $5. I thought she was over the odds. Race 1, number 4. The Quaddy, Nards, first leg, 3, 4, 6 and 9. Second leg, 4, 6, 8 and 12. Third leg, 9 and 12. And in the last leg, numbers 3, 4, 5 and 14. And I quite like the idea of the first running double, just the numbers 1 and 4 into numbers 1 and 3.
Wonderful, Dean. All the best of luck with it. Thanks.
Terrific. Thanks, Dan.